Initially, he merely saw a square darkness, but gradually there appeared a radiant spot, which grew and adopted distinct form. It became round and gave off a white glow like a mirror. He wanted to return to that point of origin, as he had seen enough of what they called this world. He had not wanted to end it, but rather to disappear in the end, without a trace, not to be found. All found in books that is miserable and pointless is being cited and reprinted, but what is good remains dormant. He read horribly many books. His brain was furnished into 6 compartments, in which were placed 6 types of information commodities: number information, name information, entire warehouses with ready-made opinions, conclusions, theories, rash judgments, stupidities. This was quite all right, as a brain is spacious. His room had already been vacated, but scattered items, which he doesn't know what to do with, lie around. Books, pictures, brochures, street maps, and a small reproduction of which he cannot remember where he got it from. Above the mirror, a hand-colored lithographic print, but that is also just a picture. He throws it away. He placed matches on the table furthest away, from where a spectator could bombard the entire long room with his glances. Next to the matches, he placed a bottle of absinthe and 2 glasses, 1 liquor glass and 1 drinking glass. Do you believe that the people will have only 1 language at some point? He produced a paper that also had been sitting around finished, waiting for a response. Big words. High up I searched for the truth, at the highest highs, in the big powerful words. But the big words seemed to be too many and too contradictory, as one does not notice the big word amidst all these various big words. Which one might the one be? Which one should I adhere to? I tried to abide by many big words, to all at the same time and to each individually, and yet I crashed. I cannot say it with words. Is this a rather common form of an ironic statement? One says the opposite of what one means, and if the points are sharpened, then nobody will fail to pierce themselves on them. Opinions of opinions, and 1 opinion of the truth, that is worse than the opinions of all truths. It is overrated, just like everything that people have written books about. It is dangerous, as it can injure. A well-pronounced lie can make an enduring impression. The more shallow, the better. The worse, the better. Because the path thither has been downtrodden by many, because others have covered the tracks intentionally, because everybody utters a half-truth about it, to safeguard oneself, and thus one scrabbles about through inconsistencies, through the disagreements, and one finds nothing. But this book is badly written. He wanted to get up, carry the book to the back, the lost and found item, but he was too tired, disconsolate. Without having a single thought in her head, she lived, immersed in the sentences of others, and had to comply instantly, sleepwalkingly, with these similar yet dissimilarly phrased sentences. The world is an attempt, and it is enough that this attempt has been perpetually repeated in the same way with the same outcome. The words emerged increasingly drier, the expansion diminished. Despite the diligent firing, one still tries to psych oneself up into ecstasy. But it panted and panted, the meaningless words were still generated. But soon the final spark died down. The numbed brain, which had labored as whipped spinning tops, drooped and plummeted hopelessly. Only this one polite, befitting sentence must I find. She sat down on the unmade bed and flipped open, as she often would, her dictionaries in order to superstitiously search for a word to give her a foothold for the day, consulting these books like oracles, also this book. She closed her eyes, putting her finger to the upper left, and opened her eyes. There was a single sentence. Every circle had its special corner. Which other section would I mean when the whole world means it? Well, it is a singular, rather antiquated poetical image that the effect leans on. She replaced the book and tried to utter the sentence and to change it. Thus appears the genius to be a product of a whole series of favorable circumstances. She could not have translated the sentence into any other language, even though she thought she knew what each one of these words meant and how they were supposed to be used, but she did not know what the sentence was made of. The paper scroll unrolled and grew larger and larger. She could turn each word around on a scroll 6 times. She was just not allowed to think. That could render her head useless, and she had to be pretty careful not to one day be submerged by the word masses. It would be a great relief for me if the languages were to disappear, she said. I would just be no good for anything anymore. The paper scroll rolled up again. He opened the shutters and the light of day fell in. The morning was in the windows with the first not yet aurora light. He opened the window and a crisp draft pushed through the narrow grounds, of which one row of houses was lit by the risen sun. The multicolored light flowed from the pavement onto the street. But the discomfort intensified. His thoughts grew darker. He felt his room to be unpleasant. Time seemed long and monotonous. Now the walls were also red, hell red. The chairs and the tables, the lights, which waited like traffic lights, for relief by the green light of morning. He felt weak and disheartened. Everything seemed to be against him. His thoughts were vapid and centered around either nothing or singularly unpleasant matters. Like all creatures, he comes to no conclusion. He does not want to live like just anybody and not like somebody extraordinary. He succeeded surprisingly well in familiarizing himself with a state of indifferentism. He exercised himself in searching for beautiful motives, and he admitted to himself, little by little, to having been wrong, felt a conciliatory disposition toward the world order, finally came up to the elevated point of view, and found that it actually was rather insignificant whether the supreme itself was black or white, and if it was black, there was no assurance that it was not supposed to be like that. And then it was not befitting to him to wish it any different. He found the state of mind to be pleasant, as it brings about a feeling of calm, which he had not experienced in the many years in which he had lived in concern for humankind. One could not possibly have unlearned to cry over all this moving about between languages and places. Could one? The room was equally dim, but filthier than all the others. The world is also an equation. It solves itself, and then gold is gold and filth is filth. This, like so many other things, is half true. Art was not able to express a single idea. It could at best depict the body in the situation that usually denotes that sentiment, which accompanies the thought, thus giving a third-hand impression. It is like the field telegraph, unintelligible to all, except to those who are familiar with the signal's significance. He had agreed with himself on an entire sign system, and he expected her ideally at the latter, analyze this much-talked-of artistic drive. How can a person put it into words? This is totally and utterly moronic. He trod, with a certain sense of ceremony, out onto the few planks which like a pigeonhole had been suspended, and which concepts, through academic rearing, lay comfortably sorted. As there is no natural prohibition and no natural assignment, one is thus not just permitted, but authorized to dissolve all forms. Some had words at their disposal, which they sent like fireflies into the falling night and across the borders. He thought for such a long time that he had ultimately found himself to be in a chaotic state, in which truth and lie, right and wrong, danced around in comfortable harmony, and his brain, in which concepts, through academic rearing, lay comfortably sorted, would soon resemble a shuffled deck of cards. That, too, is a reason to disappear. He saw the abyss opening up in the wall. There was no other way out. He surely was no orator, but it now had to happen. So he balls up humanity in his mouth, offers quotes from the classics and the latest metaphysical platitudes. And then he thought that one ought to express one's very own thoughts with one's very own words, and so he chose and settled on calling it talk. But this he discarded as not very original. However, it was not the original either. He floundered, corrected himself, stumbled again over a word. It had to be another 3 kilometers. He spoke increasingly faster. But there has to be an end at some point. Nobody has anything to object. This speech does not lead to any action. It is as if it had never been. It was impossible for him to finish the final sentence, and he came with an unarticulated scream through the finishing tape. Let it be over now. Nobody's allowed to continue where one broke off. Yet this book is badly written. Well, therefore we must write it better. We can write a small note, maybe, for the one who wants to read.